Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
Lydia Greengrass de Alvala Dejo, and this is another episode of Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise. Well, it is another week and another week where I have not heard from my friend Kieran Mitchell, who was slated to do this show with me, who it was her brainchild. And she said to me, you know, let's do a podcast. I said, all right. And her guns were blazing. And then we, you know, just haven't been able to get in contact with her. So if Karen, you're listening, please give us a call and give your daughter Shauna a call because she's worried as well. Now, today we are talking about two new episodes. It was a double header this week. You know, Bachelor in Paradise is usually just on Mondays, but this week they did Monday and Tuesday, which was a real treat because I am just learning to love this show. And we have some of Rancho's finest with us. That's Rancho Cucamonga, for those of you not in the know. And that is Lucy and Brittany. And Lucy and Brittany own a dog treat store here in Rancho that I have frequented while I take care of my sister's dog, Pebbles, who is quite a handful. And Brittany and Lucy are sisters, and they are Bachelor fans. And Brittany and Lucy, are you there?
Yes.
Hey. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks, Lydia, for having us. This is so exciting.
Ladies, I can't believe it. I am just over the moon to have you two on. You know, I've been going into Brittany and Lucy's dog treats, and you know, I told you guys I was doing this. You know, I was wearing a mask for COVID protocol, and you two are very COVID friendly over there. I just want people to know that.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're just trying to do business. We're just happy to be open again. So yeah, please. If you're in the area, come on down and bring your pet.
If you need a treat, Pebbles goes wild. There's a peanut butter. There's a little peanut butter that looks like a treat that looks like a hamburger, and Pebbles just goes wild for it. And you know, he just jumps and jumps and jumps. And if you're in the neighborhood, definitely go check it out. And so you too, you've been Bachelor fans for a while.
Yeah, I've been watching for like 10 years, ever since the beginning.
Yeah, we've been watching with our mom forever. Like, I don't really remember a time we haven't watched it. It's a tradition.
And Paradise is kind of like a, you know, they kind of roll the dice with that, right? I mean, it's a little different than the normal Bachelor.
Yeah.
This is where, you know, the chains come unhinged and people are kind of let loose.
I kind of look forward to Bachelor in Paradise more than the normal seasons. I got to be honest.
I can see why, because it's quite a roller coaster. And as the two episodes that, you know, we watched on our own, you know, we watched them in our own respective homes, but I can imagine that you two were just as blown away by what we saw on screen these last 2 days as I was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to see everyone get together, like people that you've known and seen on TV for so long. And now all these characters are interacting with each other. I mean, they're real people, but it's cool to see all these personalities like come together.
I love that. That's such a fun way of looking at it. Well, I think we should dive right in because we have a lot to talk about. Desi comes in guns blazing.
Demi,
let me write that in. Demi, I thought it was Desi. Like
Demi. No, for a while on Twitter, her name was Demi, not Lovato.
Oh, and isn't that funny? Demi, she comes in and she's the new gal in town. And David Slade says to her, we
Spade.
have
It's David
Spade. Oh,
Spade.
let me write that in too. Thank you. See, this
Have
is why I have you.
you didn't see any of his movies, Lydia? Joe
Rhymes
Dirt?
is, oh no, is with
Tommy Boy?
that's
You
a
never saw
cop.
Tommy Boy, Lydia? It's so funny.
No.
You watch SNL?
Ooh. I used to watch it when it had
Chris Farley?
what? No, it had
Norm
I guess
McDonald?
maybe I haven't. No, I guess I haven't. I guess I'm thinking of something else. Saturday Night Fever is what I'm thinking of with John
Yeah,
Travolta.
it's a different,
yeah.
different show.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen these movies, but these are some, if they're comedies, you know I love to laugh, and so I'll definitely put them on my list.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. You should look into it, Lydia. You might like some of it. I don't know if it's too raunchy, but you might like it.
Well, you know, if it's funny, you know what I say, you know, if it's funny, it's funny. And you know, you can't take that away from it. You know, if it makes you laugh, then it can be about anything, you know? So David
Spade.
Spade comes in and we will learn at the end of this episode that this is his last episode.
Yeah, they're doing temporary guest hosts for the season because of the whole
That's right.
Chris Harrison debacle.
And Chris Harrison is, you know, he's a businessman. He's an author. I've been following him for a very long time, and he's a host, and yeah, he's a TV personality legend.
Yeah, he's been kind of the center of The Bachelor. He's been kind of the one constant on the show for years and years. So it's kind of a weird transition time for The Bachelor, but it's fun to see all these different hosts interacting with the cast. It's fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, well, I just think he is so funny, David. And I just, you know, when he said goodbye at the end of this episode, I said, oh, shucks, you know, that's too bad, because he was really making me laugh with his just the way he was just saying things, which is so funny to me.
Yeah, it's weird because I like David Spade, but on this I felt like he was being a little creepy to like the girls. Did you see that?
Oh, I don't. Oh,
You
tell
didn't see
me.
his
I don't
wandering
know.
eyes.
Yeah, he was like really eyeing all the
No.
Girls.
Oh. Ooh, I didn't see that. Well, maybe it was part, you know, of the comedy. That's you did is that something that maybe he does in, you know, one of his characters is kind of, you know, wandering eye Wally, you know, that kind of his eyes might wander.
It didn't seem like he was in character. Like he was himself for sure, but
He's dated
yeah,
a
it seemed like he
lot of
really,
women.
yeah.
The bad boys, yes.
He's gotten a lot of
So,
Hollywood women. Laura Flynn Boyle.
Oh, I think I know who she is.
Did he date Heather Locklear too?
Oh, yep. That was a
Right?
big
For a
one. She's
while.
beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yep.
So in this episode, Demi comes in and she's a firecracker and she's blonde and petite and gorgeous. And she comes in and she says right off the bat, I'm going to take all the boys. She says that right off the bat. She says, I'm going to take all the boys.
I mean, I believe her.
Paradise is my oyster right now. I get to do whatever I want, slurp it up. Like, I'm so excited to be here. I feel fabulous. Pretty sure everyone is gonna be totally freaked out because they're gonna be like, oh my God, look at that sexy bitch walking in. Like, I look fine as f right now. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Who's that, guys? Who's that?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Those poor girls. I mean, they steal all their men. I want to f*** some thugs.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, Mega Demi.
Last Bachelor in Paradise, she was on it, and she's a very popular character. I enjoy watching her because she always like stirs the pot. She's like not afraid of saying what's on her mind. She's really good at being on the show. She knows what she's doing.
She speaks her mind the way Tammy speaks her mind, because Tammy was self-proclaimed the loudest girl in the room. And her, you know, so that's they're you know, the same peas in a pod, baby.
Oh yeah, that's true. I never thought of it like that, but yeah, Tammy is like that too. I was worried about like Demi and Victoria, the goddess, interacting, because I thought their personalities might really clash. I was looking forward to seeing that, but it didn't really. Nothing that interesting happened, but I thought there could have been something there that I was excited about.
It's so funny, you know, in my profession, which is, you know, team building and self-help, you see different personalities and the way they interact with one another. And it's really, you know, interesting when you put these personalities together on an island, like we're seeing, that, you know, how people, you know, because in an office building or at a convention, you know, when I'm working with people in groups like that, you see them in the workplace, but then, you know, you put a bikini on them and all of a sudden some of the rules fly out the window.
Yeah, it's interesting to see. It's kind of the opposite of a team building exercise, because everyone's competing with each other to be the hottest.
That's right.
You know, it's unusual.
That's right. It's a competition. Sometimes I forget that, but you know, they do straddle a line between, are we finding love or are we competing for the gold? You know, who gets the golden crown at the end?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, no one gets a crown, but they'll fall in love. Hopefully. I kind of think
that's
like
the prize as well.
Ivan and Yesenia seem like they're really into each other.
I love Ivan, the kind eyes. He has such kind eyes, and they're very into each other. And you can tell that they're just on vacation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of not looking anywhere else besides like at each other.
And so Demi says she wants to take, you know, the witch, you know, I call him that because his eyes, you know, other people on the island said that Brendan with his eyes, you know, were casting spells on people. The people were saying that they were hypnotized by his eyes, and because I have everyone here with the word association so that I can recall them more clearly. And he was someone, you know, it seemed that had the abilities of some sort of, you know, witch of olden days, who was able to hypnotize and perform witchcraft on people's minds with his eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, he has that effect on women, I guess.
Lydia, who do you think is the cutest on the beach?
Noah. I love Noah. I love him. I think he is just such, and he's a nurse, and he and Abigail, I think, are so cute, and they went to that pinata bar last episode, and I just think that he is the cat's pajamas.
Well, if you watched him on Tayshia's season, he was a bit of a controversial guy. He would get into there was another guy in the show who was this, I don't remember his name, but he was like, kept
Bennett?
Bragging about Bennett, how he was like
the Harvard grad,
and he would get into arguments with Noah, and I think it's because this guy Bennett was jealous of Noah because he was getting so much attention from Tayshia. But I think seemed a little like smarmy, but he seems like now on the show he seems like a really nice guy, so it's I don't really know who the real Noah is.
I remember also when he was on Tayshia's season, he came in with a mustache. Like, didn't he just have a mustache?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's right. And then he shaved it off.
And it wasn't his brother or a... It wasn't a brother or...
It was him. He was... Yeah, he made like a big deal about shaving his mustache off for The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Well, he looks good. Well, he looks good.
Yeah, he's cute.
I just think
he's really
is,
cute.
You know... And he's a nurse. And... So who do you all think is the cutest?
I think Brendan.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been bewitched. I knew it. See, I told you. It's the eyes.
I guess so. Yeah.
I'm a fan of Grocery Store Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just because he's from the Midwest. He's got that Fargo accent.
Yeah. He's cute.
He's so, I said this last episode, but I just feel he's got a timeless smile. I do. I feel like you could drop him into any century and he'd just fit right in.
Yeah.
I can see that. Maybe he's a time traveler.
I would love to see that. Or even, you know, if I would love to see a movie like that.
Yeah.
Where he was playing the, you know, the main character and some sort of time traveler. I mean, even in the future, I can see him as some sort of politician in the future, you know, on some galactic embassy, you know, spaceship.
This reminds me of like a newsboy.
Yes, that's what I said. He was, you know, yeah, but you put a cap and he's just so, you know, you've put a satchel on him. And I just, you know, you can put him there. I can see him, you know, in Shakespearean times, you know, with a quill. You know, or, you know, even...
Yeah, I can
even
see him in like a powdered wig.
Turn of the century with a telescope, yes.
Yeah.
I wonder what Kendall thinks, like, watching him on the show, you know? Like, I wonder if she's, like, freaking out seeing Joe on the show.
Who's that?
Oh, Kendall! Yeah, that's Joe, Grocery Store Joe's ex, Kendall, who he met last season on Bachelor in Paradise. And they fell in love. Like, they were a perfect couple.
That's who he's
couple.
Talking about.
Yes.
That's who he's talking about. Oh, okay.
She's a,
yeah, so like,
it's coming together.
Yeah, and they, like, they continued their relationship after Paradise. And I think now that's why he's really having a hard time there, because that's where he fell in love with his last girlfriend. And I think he feels like it's history repeating itself. That's an interesting thing to watch. And I just wonder, because I feel like he and Kendall were such a cute couple. Like, I honestly wish they were still together. I thought that they were perfect for each other.
Yeah, I think
that's
the reason they broke up is because Kendall was very into staying in Los Angeles and Joe wanted to be in Chicago. And
yeah.
I think they just couldn't compromise.
Yeah, they couldn't see eye to eye. Yeah.
And they couldn't meet somewhere, you know, meeting in the middle even might be, you know, somewhere
yeah, like
in Idaho.
Denver.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Wow.
Not.
Well, gosh, I had no idea, but that's a, you know, tale as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
So Demi takes out Brendan on her date, and we learn a little bit about Brendan. And I know, you know, Brittany, you were talking about how Brendan, you know, was your number one, but I've got to say, you know, he kissed her and then he said, you know, actually, I might not be as into this as you are. And it was very, you know, I think I gasped because I said, well, gosh, that's not the way he's acting. His words aren't following his actions.
I didn't know you existed a couple hours ago, and then we just were riding jet skis together, and this is exactly why I'm here, to meet beautiful women like you and see if feelings can cultivate into something more.
I feel like it's just really fun to get to know each other, and we can have
definitely,
fun together
definitely.
And see where it goes from there and, like, you know, make each other laugh.
Absolutely.
Just, like, you know, ride on jet skis.
Yeah, just
have fun with each other.
Let's do it.
Is not real. Like, I'm so giddy. Brendan is so sexy and I'm crushing so hard. I just want to spend time with him today and continue to, like, explore and grow. Oh my gosh, my cheeks hurt. I'm smiling too much. Sexy. We can do whatever. I would love to do that every day with you.
So, you know, moving forward as far as, like, because I obviously, my, like, I think you're amazing. I think you're beautiful and had an amazing time with you. But I obviously talked to other girls and formed certain things with other girls. And so it's like, we're going to, you know, talk to other people, go on other dates and really be, like, see if our paths cross again along this journey and...
I'm trying to be polite.
You don't roll that way.
You know, initial thought is, oh my God, like, am I not enough? Like, is there a reason that he's saying this? Like, I'm gonna feel like I just feel like rejected. I feel weird. I feel very uncomfortable. I'm gonna go out of my way to take you on a fun ass date and like do all this stuff with you. Make out with you, have fun with you, and then you're gonna say, oh, I still wanna keep my options open. Like, my ego is very bruised right now.
Yeah, I thought he shouldn't have gone on the date with Demi. I think he should have just said, you know what, you should ask someone else to go.
Yes, yes, he should have been. It's called setting boundaries.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know what he didn't was do thinking. It. Like, why would you go on the date with Demi if you're not... It didn't make any sense to me. I mean, I still think he's the cutest, but it just doesn't make sense. But that doesn't take away his cuteness.
But then we learn, you know, that there's someone else in the mix.
Ooh,
and that's
Piper.
Piper.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Piper was on Matt's season. I believe she was in like the top 3-4.
Yeah, I think she went pretty far.
And what is her, what, you know, is she you know, is she someone we can root for? Can we clap our hands?
Oh yeah,
Piper's,
she was,
you know, should we stand and cheer for
nice.
Piper?
Yeah, she was very nice. She was a very good person, I believe. She was very quiet on Matt's season. That's what I remember about her, but she seemed very sweet and they seemed like they're a good match. Like,
yeah, I can see that working out.
So I don't know why he's on the show. Like,
yeah, I know. It's like, why not just, I mean, I guess he wants to be on TV.
Yeah, they are.
Well, you know, you got to think, you know, someone says, let me take you to an island and let, you know, get your, you know, sunscreen out. And you got to think, well, but this is what we saw, isn't it, with Victoria?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she has the boyfriend.
Yeah, Victoria
because,
P.
Yes, she, and here's the thing. So there's a lot of deceit, you know, this almost plays out. You know, we were talking about Shakespeare a moment ago, like a Shakespearean play, you know, the way these things are unfolding. But Victoria, we learn, you know, she's talking with this wonderful gentleman named James.
Whose name she can't remember.
She couldn't remember his name. Lucy, you're right. She couldn't remember his name. She was, you know, treating him like dirt, if I can say it. I just felt like it was, I felt she was treating him like dirt. And we find out that maybe all is not as it seems, that a web of lies is being spun.
Yeah. And Tammy was the one that made it all, you know, she called it out. She went to James
That's
and told
Tammy.
Him. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, at first I thought Tammy was just trying to stir up drama, but then it seemed like what she was saying was real.
Yes, and Kelsey too. Kelsey, Champagne Kelsey.
Oh yeah.
She was saying it too, and they kind of, you know, and that's a strength in numbers, you know, is saying, hey, I've got some evidence here and you can talk to my good friend here and she'll back me up on it. I thought that was quite a way to handle the situation.
I've had some interesting conversations tonight and I would appreciate just a kind of a straightforward yes or no.
Well, I've been honest with you, so can we back that up really quick?
I'm not saying you've been dishonest.
Can we take a deep breath? Because I feel like you might be coming at me a little. Well, go ahead. You're fine.
So... I didn't jump to any assumptions, but what I've heard is that you have a boyfriend back home from Tammy and Kelsey. Is that true?
No, I do not have a boyfriend back home. I dated someone from February until like May, and him and I broke up before I got here. He encouraged me to step into this with an open heart, and that's what I did. And I wish him well. Like, he's great.
I feel like, because we spoke about, like, past relationships, and you just mentioned, like, the one you had for 14 years. So, like, that's something.
Okay. Let's back up. We're getting to know one another. There are, I'm sure, parts of you and there are parts of me that take a little bit more time to, like, I don't even know your last name.
You didn't know my first name for a while, you know, like.
I'm sorry. This is a lot. This is a freaking lot. I'm just being real. Can you relax a little bit? Like, I'm, like, 100% transparent. Like, we broke up.
You're getting, like, aggressive with me. I'm relaxed. Like, I'm calm.
Yeah. And it's so funny, like, when Victoria was kind of apologizing to James, she was like, I don't want you to be mad at Kelsey and Tammy. And James was like, well, why would I be mad at them? They told me the truth. They were looking out for me. I just didn't understand how Victoria, like, what point of view she was coming from.
And then she was instantly like, I'm just gonna leave. Bye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, bye. Busted.
You know, I have dealt with people that don't quite say what their true intentions are, and that can cause a lot of chaos, and that's a key word we use, is chaos in the spectrum of chaos and peace. You know, chaos can be quite, well, for a better, lack of a better word, chaotic. They can cause a real chaotic scenario around them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And then David says goodbye. And that's, and then we get the rose ceremony. And I'm, you know, and that was quite, you know, the rose ceremony was, you know, beautiful, except for that Kelsey got a little weak in the knees, you know, because we are learning that it's so hot.
Yeah, I was surprised it wasn't Tejuan that was.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you
she's
know,
always
she
hot.
Overheats
yes.
really easily. So, yeah, it was interesting that Kelsey was the one. And I, who was saying, was it Demi that was saying that Kelsey was putting on an act?
Yeah,
to get a rose.
She was. And, you know, I think she said something like, don't fool a fooler. You know, she said something along those lines because, you know, I think Demi knows where her marbles are, you know, and she knows what kind of girl she is. And she says, you know, I know how to play the game. And I think Kelsey knows how to play the game, too. I think that's what she was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sad. Oh, go ahead, Lydia. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just so bummed that Victoria didn't get, not Victoria, the one with the boyfriend, but Victoria, the goddess. I wanted her to be there still.
Oh, and I loved her crown. I loved it. It was such a gorgeous crown. And I know Dale last week was saying it was something that, you know, could have been picked up on the side of the road in, you know, upstate New York. And I said, well, I don't think that's the case at all. I think it looked beautiful when she was wearing it. It just brought out her eyes and her hair.
Yeah, she didn't go hard enough, I don't think, because on Matt's season, she was like very controversial. She was all up in everyone's business. She was like the center of the drama. And now she was
she
barely
kind of hung out.
Yeah, she didn't even go. She didn't even talk to any guys. I don't know. I'm bummed. Missed opportunity.
And then in the next episode, then Joe the Butcher has quite a to-do because Serena goes on a date with a new contestant, Thomas. And that is Tall Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas the Hurricane, as I call him, because he comes in and he spins another chaotic individual, not by anything he's doing, but the things people are talking about. And isn't the power of suggestion interesting when it comes to something like this?
Yeah. I mean, all the guys freaking out about him being there, I think, gave him more power. You know, it made him more like mysterious.
Yes, Brittany, yes, you're absolutely right. It is, yes.
Can you give us like a few examples of what exactly he said to you or did?
Well, the big one is it came out that he came with the intention of becoming the Bachelor. And he openly admitted that.
So he said he
was openly admitted it?
Yeah.
Oh, he said if
never
I
a good idea.
He said if I meet the Bachelorette and I like her, that's great. But if I don't, at least I would have a platform. And so you say you like her, but then that could be a lie as well. So it just was like, everything was just out of his mouth.
So like for me, you know, I started out friends with him, man. We had I thought it was like a start of like a, you know, a real friendship. Like if he's not in the room with you, if he's talking to anyone else, he's lying about what's happening. It's like lie, 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 lie. No one ever knew who's the real guy.
I'll let it play out, but I'll keep in the back of my mind what you guys are saying. Yeah. Everybody should get a fair shot unless you meet them. I'm going to do the same.
I think you're right, but at the same time, like, if I, like, rock-bottomed him, just, like, right to the jaw, rearrange his jawline, like, that would be the Lord's will. Like,
well, they go on a big banana in the ocean, and it seems like they're having a great time, but Serena says, you know, at the end of the day, she says, you know what? I don't have the same feelings for you as I do have for my beau, which is Joe the Butcher.
Grocery store Joe.
Yeah. Yes, grocery store Joe.
Yeah, I was happy to see that. I was worried for a second that she was going to go with him. Yeah.
I mean, she is so beautiful. I just think she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think they're just so gorgeous together in, you know, my opinion. I just think, you know, they're both timeless.
Yeah. She's so cute. I mean, I just want her to have a fun summer because I think she's so young and I think Joe's really ready to settle down. I don't think she is yet. I think she is
young.
Yeah.
She is young, you forget, because they're all acting so adult, you know, and they're, you know, on this vacation together, you know, you do see them as adults, but you forget how young some of them are.
Yeah, I think she's like 23, and I mean, she seems so mature.
Yeah, she does, which is crazy.
She seems very mature, very mature. I wouldn't be surprised to learn if she had her own company.
Yeah. Sure.
So, has anyone been noticing the most beautiful blue cups that they're drinking out of? You know, when they go to breakfast or when they're at the bar, they have the most beautiful, it's the most gorgeous royal blue. I just couldn't take my eyes off of them.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I think I saw one of the champagne glasses that had like a blue rim on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, these are the completely blue. They're gorgeous.
I haven't noticed it.
Keep an eye out. It's very gorgeous. I'm going to try and maybe find something at World Market that is akin to them because I was looking at them and I was just talk about a witch. As some see Brendan's eyes, I see those blue glasses.
Both blue.
So then we get one more contestant, and this is Riley.
Yeah.
And Riley's the man of the hour. And we've got a lot of women that are looking at Riley because he's, you know, he's big man on campus. You know, he comes in and he sweeps Marissa off her feet. And when they go on their date, she looked absolutely stunning.
Yes.
I think
oh my gosh.
Even Connor was like shocked because he had never seen her like that since he met her.
Yes. You know, Alessandro took me out. That's my husband took me out, you know, a couple years ago for our, you know, a date night. And I came out wearing this stunning black Anne Klein dress. And he said, Lydia, I had no idea that you had, you know, that you had that. And I said, well, you know, I've got a couple things up my sleeve, you know, and it was sleeveless, of course. But it, you know, that just goes to show what a dress can do.
Yeah, it can really boost your confidence. It's amazing what well-fitting clothing does.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and she was saying that it was her first date ever. Like, she had never been on a dinner date before. Oh. So I was excited for her. I think that was so sweet. Because she got kicked off the first episode on her season. So she never got a rose. So it was nice to see that.
Their first date was basically like an episode of Fear Factor where they had to eat a cow tongue. She's like, this is what dates are?
Oh, it was so funny. Oh my
like
gosh.
Like on a murder mystery train.
Eyes wide. Yes. Yes. It was so funny.
And Lance Bass was there with Lance's battery.
That's right. And I love Lance and I love NSYNC. And I just, he brings a good energy now, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun to see him in the mix, like talking to the girls, seeing who they were into.
Yes. I loved that too. I thought, you know, and you'd think because he's a celebrity that he wouldn't be able to, you know, just converse like that on such a, you know, on such a deep level, but he was, and he did it so seamlessly.
Yeah. Seems very down to earth.
And then Trey confronted Thomas, which was, you know, and I thought he handled it very well. You know, as a team building expert, I was kind of, you know, I watched those interactions and I go, whoa, what can he change here? What's going wrong here? And I would have liked to see him open up to allow Thomas to speak back to him with his side of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's so tricky because I feel like, because Thomas apologized to Trey earlier that night. Like during the apology, he should have said, I even said some bad things today and I feel really horrible about it, you know? So like, I mean, Trey's right to be upset. That feels kind of like a betrayal for someone to be talking behind your back like that. And yeah, I get where Trey's coming from.
Just want to keep it short, simple, you know, obviously to the point. Basically, bro, I'll be honest with you. I was told immediately after our conversation that you kind of told Serena P basically like that I was emotionally immature and need to be protected and brittle. I'm basically like the complete opposite of where our last conversation just ended off. I just kind of come from a place of like trying to turn the other cheek, be nice, be forgiving. But I get where you're at. You're coming out here, you're doing the same kind of thing. I get that. That's fine. I'm going to focus on me and my connection with Tajwan. You go crazy. This is going to be the last conversation I intentionally have with you. Wish you the best of luck.
Can I speak on that?
No, we're not going to do that anymore because I tried that.
If this is our last conversation,
I wish you the best, but that was some snake. I tried to be the nice guy, tried to turn the other cheek multiple times. I immediately was told about some either today that's just, I'm not emotionally mature. You don't know me well enough to make those claims. And that's it, bro.
So the exact statement was the thing.
I'm off you. I can only be so nice, man. I try to treat people with respect. I try to, you know, not ever let people push me to that level, but it's just been trash bag behavior, human trash behavior from him.
I like that he said, what did he say to Thomas? He's like, this will be the last time we ever speak.
Yes.
Or I will intentionally
speak. Yeah.
Wow.
That was wow. That was pretty intense.
That's like a knife in the gut. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, next week there's going to be a ton more drama, I think. And I can't believe it. I really can't believe my eyes that we're able to see such drama playing out before our very eyes.
Yeah, it's like a real life soap opera. Like it's our version of Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both for being on. You brought a new level of Bachelor information to my world, and I hope I'm doing the series justice. And hopefully Karen will be back next week, or not back because she's never truly, you know, done this yet, but hopefully she'll be back to give her point of view, because I think you two would really get along with Karen because she just loves these shows.
Oh, fun. I want to hear her take on it.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk About Bachelor in Paradise with me, Lydia Greengrass de Alvaladejo. Bye-bye.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.